roles of men and women in society really changed that much? Now, more than ever, men and women are competing in the workplace, in parenting, even in relationships. It doesn't have to be that way. Welcome to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with your host, Naftali Schwartz. Today, a lot of people are delaying or even foregoing marriage. And when there are disagreements, instead of communicating, it's just too easy to forget it all. Maybe that's why divorce rates are so high. When we discuss our roles and communicate with each other, great things can happen. Now, here is Naftali Schwartz.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. I'm your host, Naftali Schwartz, and I hope you enjoyed our show from last week with my guest, Desiree Luthi. I really felt she was phenomenal. And today I would like to continue with her mentor and the woman that she raves about so much, who helped her so much in her life. Her name is Shanti Niven. And Shanti, are you with us? Okay, not yet. She'll be coming in soon. Okay, so meanwhile, I'd like to say that Shanti also is a very interesting woman. She basically started this organization called Captivating Speakers. And the whole idea is that we need to help people to communicate better, as Desiree mentioned last week. And by the way, the title of the show that I chose for today is going from bitterness to betterness. I'll say it again slowly. Going from being bitter to being better. And basically what we want to discuss today is the idea of how to remove bitterness and then going to becoming better by learning the art of forgiveness and overcoming difficult situations. So you can imagine that is a big task to take on. But of course, when you have a system and you are meticulous and you are very diligent, obviously, as we can see, there are people who have successfully accomplished the task from being not happy to learning to be happy. And of course, when you're happy, everybody around you become happy, because happiness is contagious. Just as the going the other way around, when you are very sad all the time and depressed, eventually people around you also will start feeling the same way. Okay, now by the way, so I'd like to say that Shanti Niven, she's the owner of, called Shanti Niven International. And Shanti lived in South Africa for quite a few number of years. And I believe she's now living in the United States about 5 years. So, interesting, she has quite a different perspective on the American culture. And so she's able to see it from the inside out, or from the outside in. Now, let me see. Shanti, are you with us?
I'm with you. I was with you before, but it appears that you didn't hear me.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, as much as we praise technology, we can see there's always glitches in the system.
I know. It happens. Yeah. We have to be prepared for it.
Exactly. So I did my best while was waiting for our engineers to figure things out.
It sounded to me like you were doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. So, by the way, first I want to say, Shanti, thank you very much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And as I was telling our listeners, as you heard, that first of all, I must give you a compliment. And I'm going to do it deliberately, because I want all our listeners to hear that, that you have done a phenomenal job, really, with Desiree. I mean, the way I understand it, I only know her for a short period of time, but the way, I listened to the recording a few times already since we did it last week, and she kept emphasizing how she was literally in the gutter in terms of her life. She was so depressed and just no direction. I think she even indicated she felt like dying. It was that bad. And you basically came and literally turned her life around completely from being negative to being positive. So I...
Well, Naftali, I really don't believe that any human being has it within their power to turn somebody else's life around. I think that somebody has to be in a place where they're willing to turn their own lives around. And then somebody could be the catalyst for that. I met Desiree, and I just saw a beautiful, beautiful young person who was going through a very hard time. She'd lost her sister to cancer. Her sister literally died in her arms, 15 years of age, and the family had fallen apart, and she was going through some difficult times, and she didn't know how to deal with her own grief at that stage, and so she dealt with it in the only way that she knew how, which was escapism, and that was, as a young person, partying and drinking and doing all that kind of stuff, which a lot of young people do. And I looked at her, and I just saw the beauty in her. I saw the potential in her, and so I think if I should be given praise for anything, it's just recognizing in another human being the value that she had and letting her see it. So I maybe put a mirror up in front of her. Was it here in America, mirror?
Yeah.
I find so often people don't understand my accent, and I don't get it because I'm the only one here without an accent.
There you go. I happen to like, by the way, I like the British accent. I mean, it sounds so sophisticated, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah.
I have a little bit of a croaky voice today. Forgive me. It's just all the talking. I tend to wear my voice out from time to time.
Yeah, you know, Shanti, you remind me of one of my gurus, Anthony Robbins. If you listen to his voice after 30 years of talking, yes, he also, I'm sure you can relate to that. Yeah.
Well, you have to know this. All my plans in my 20s were to marry Anthony Robbins, so I'm with you.
There you go.
When I was a young girl, he was my husband. I had my eyes set on him.
There you go. He should be hearing this, yeah. Well, we can always
think his wife would like it.
No, that's for sure, yeah. By the way, so, you know, let's do this first. Our listeners can always read your bio online, so I want to save some time. So maybe you, just like Desiree, can you say a few words about your mission and how you started your organization?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it took me 30 years to realize what I should have been doing all my life. And yet I think that I needed that 30-year period in that was the university of life, if you want to call it that. And everything that I've experienced in my whole life has led up to where I am right now. And so, ostensibly, I am a communications coach, I am a trainer, and I am a professional speaker. I run a program called the Captivating Speakers Program, and it's exactly what it says in the title. Everybody can get up and speak. Mm-hmm. The quality of being captivating, that is to be memorable, the kind of speaker that people will want to listen to. That's what I'm interested in. And so I've learned some tricks and techniques which have helped me through. I run a number of businesses, very successful businesses in South Africa. And what I had, the ability that I had to communicate with people, and most importantly, understand what it was that they wanted, what it was that they needed. And that quality and that skill I've used in the business that I have today to help entrepreneurs and individuals and even kids. We run a kids program as well, very exciting, to help people to become successful. Now, my measure of success is achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve for yourself. It's different for different people, but it's a progressive realization of a worthy goal. And your goal, for example, is to try to help people not to take the option of divorce, right? That's your goal and your passion in life. And so
correct.
I would like to help people like yourself get that message across in such a way that people will listen and will be able to absorb, because people don't tend to listen. I'm sure you find that in the general world, we're so blocked.
Shanti, that's the thing, because, by the way, yes, I couldn't agree with you more. today we all have to work together because the task is so monumental. It's not possible for just one of us. Just like the President of the United States, there's no way he can do everything himself. He has a cabinet and he has his advisors and all the other divisions of the government. So I really, truly believe as many of us as we can, we all have to get together and spread the word that, as I keep telling our audience, I believe we are going in a train and the tracks are on the tracks and the tracks are heading over the cliff. And unless we change directions, I'm afraid to say what's going to happen to our society.
Yeah. No. Well, I think that you're right in terms of relationships, because most definitely over my lifetime, and I don't want to say how long I've been around, but I've been around a fair bit.
Yes.
But I have seen some drastic changes in the way that relationships are. And as I said to you yesterday, one of my favorite posters is a poster of an elderly couple holding hands and looking into one another's eyes. And underneath it says, in my day, when something was broken, we fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
that's right.
As you so rightly said, we're living in this sort of fast food kind of industry. Everything's fast. Everything's replaceable. It's something breaks, you just throw it out and you get something else in. And so relationships have unfortunately suffered the same demise. People mm-hmm. get married. Oh, it doesn't work out. Oh, dear, she's put on weight. Or, oh, dear, he looked at somebody else. It's just whatever all these issues that people have. And
yes.
you say, it's broken. Let's dispose of it. So we live in this disposable time. And I'm not generalizing here. I know some really happy couples, and they should be held up as examples. But mm-hmm. unfortunately, the grand majority are like that. And then people get burned. When they get burned, they get bitter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the topic of our topic today, is from bitterness to betterness. And I think
exactly.
this is one area where I've had a lot of experience. I could be the world's most bitter human being, but I choose to be better.
Exactly. Everything is a choice.
Exactly.
We all have a choice.
I think that's one of the key that perhaps I would like to add today in terms of relationships
yes.
that should work.
Yeah. By the way, Sean, excuse me for once. I believe we need to go to a break.
Okay, no
so,
problem.
We'll yeah, so
again
let's do
break.
That, and we'll be right back with Shanti.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkgaard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Are you a homeowner or hope to be one? Looking for the best deal or a stress-free sale? Tune in to House Talk and keep from making a costly mistake. Host Duncan Smythe will guide you through the painstaking and maybe profitable real estate process, giving you tips on everything from listing and staging to negotiating and home inspections. Overwhelming? It doesn't have to be. Let House Talk help you. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one Internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest Shanti Niven. Since we're talking about the core, the root of the we feel is the divorce epidemic. Now, by the way, Shanti, do you remember the beginning of the our show? I was telling our audience that you obviously have a different perspective of our society because you lived in South Africa.
That's correct. Well, I was born in England, but I lived in South Africa for the grand majority of my life.
Okay.
And for people who don't know this, because people see South Africa as being synonymous with apartheid and the racial problems that existed there. But what people don't know as well is that I was in a very... The government prior to Mandela being released was a very Calvinistic, very religious. And as a result, there was a lot of censorship. I never saw nudity in films. There was no nudity in magazines. When I first came to Los Angeles, it was a massive eye-opener, and then I was seeing billboards with half-naked women, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I... I just hadn't been exposed to this. Well, 5 years later, I don't blink an eyelid. I don't even see it anymore. So we're talking about exposure, really, and being desensitized to certain things and how much information is being thrown at us all the time. And as a result, this shapes the way we think and the way we operate and the way we speak, and I think that goes into relationships as well.
Exactly, exactly. So, and you have the advantage of actually being able to compare the two societies.
Oh, yes, absolutely have. And as we were discussing yesterday, and I don't want to get into all the gory details on air, but just to give you an example, one thing, and I will share a little discussion that Desiree and I had at one point, because when I was in South Africa, I was exposed to a lot of violence and violent crime. And that seems to be very much part of the norm. I was speaking to somebody the other day and saying when I went back to South Africa in 2007, there were the taxi wars going on, and they were shooting one another in the there was just shooting going on in the streets. And I was at a party one evening. We were all enjoying beautiful, lovely garden, a great evening. And the next thing, there was AK-47 fire, and there were gunshots being fired. And the people stopped and said, oh, there's taxi wars going on. And they went back to their food and drinks. Now, here in America, I was just telling you about, I came here and was aware of all of the nudity and the sexual side that's very obvious here to somebody who comes in from the outside, from a very protected society. And I would express my shock, and dare I say it, I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but judgment, because I don't believe in judgment. Desiree one day turned around and said, don't you know how shocking it is what you tell us about rape and about violence? These are shocking. These are the really shocking things. And so Desiree, in a way, opened my eyes, and because I started to realize that when we're exposed to things, we become desensitized. And so I was desensitized to violence, and here you're desensitized to other things. It does allow us a unique perspective on the other's lives. But getting back to what we're talking about today into relationships is I feel that part of the problem is the fact that people are exposed to so much. They really are. They're exposed to so many things. We hear about affairs happening. We hear about so many different things happening. Women who have this huge pressure to look a certain way, to be a certain way by the media, and if you don't look that way, you're not good enough. And then men also being exposed to different things. And so what actually happens is it starts to create a virus within relationships. There starts to be this level of dissatisfaction, thinking there must be more, the grass is greener on the other side, whatever it may be. Relationships break up. But the most pervasive element in a negative relationship to me is bitterness. Because when people have bad experiences, perhaps they're in a relationship where one or the other party cheats, they carry that bitterness within them, and that bitterness is like a little seed that they plant into fertile soil and start to water it. It starts to become a huge plant. And a lot of women of my age are very bitter, to be honest. I've met so many women in their 40s and 50s who are extremely embittered, and that makes it very difficult to get into relationships. I've actually said to some of these women, I almost don't blame men for going for younger women, because it's not about, yes, of course, younger women are beautiful, but it's not about that. Who wants to be with a bitter person? So I'm going to encourage women out there, go from bitter to better. Forgive, move on, offload the baggage. Not everybody's the same. And the most important thing is that we need to have open lines of communication.
Wow, this is amazing how you were, you know, as you said, years of observation yourself, and also self-reflecting on your own life. And I must say, you definitely have come a long way. Definitely, I can see how I can see how you could be an inspiration to so many people, Shanti.
Oh, thank you, Naftali. I think the thing is that you can learn lessons two ways. You can do it the academic way, or you can do it the life way through the University of Hard Knocks, right?
Correct.
And that's been my way. I've definitely learned the hard way.
But either way, you did learn. That's the key.
Yes.
You see, and that's the key. You know, that's the message I keep telling Shanti. People have to realize that we have the power to change. Remember, we talked about Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
How he, amazing man, totally, I believe, if am I correct, non-violent way, he got his entire nation to convince the British Empire that it's time for India to become independent.
Yeah. And then closer to home for me is Nelson Mandela, I think also a great icon.
Mm-hmm.
And an example of person released from imprisonment on Robben Island. And I actually toured Robben Island. I went into his prison cell. I was on a private tour of Robben Island. So to understand that somebody who's been jailed and had gone through what he had been through for so many years, to be released from jail and to choose the route of forgiveness and reconciliation, to open his hands and to say, let's work things out. This is a perfect example of how really we should be taking this into marriages, that there is a lot wrong, there can be a lot wrong, but if you are determined to be right, then you have a problem. You need to open your hands and say, where can we work this out? What can we do? How can we figure it out so that you're happy and I'm happy?
And exactly, yes.
And that's really, Nelson Mandela is a wonderful example of that in action. He came out with this attitude of reconciliation and forgiveness, and as a result, in South Africa, we did not have a civil war. We did not have all the violence that we expected. We had some issues, but that's to be expected. Any relationship has issues. You have your bumps. It happens, but it makes you stronger.
You know, that's it. That's exactly the point, Shanti, because now that's the next thing we should talk about is, remember when we had our conversation, we said that, just 1 second, my engineer is saying it's time for another commercial. Okay, yes. Okay, so we'll be right back and we will continue with this subject.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to the Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Have you been struggling to rediscover your sexual life? How do relationships really work? Are there some topics that should be off the table? Listen for Love, Sex, and Communication with host Reverend Dr. Stuart Block. Dr. Block has spent decades helping adults to have more pleasure, satisfaction, and higher levels of communication. It can mean more pleasurable, caring relationships. Love, Sex, and Communication can be heard live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest, Shanti Niven. And again, I apologize to our listeners. As I said, we're having some technical difficulties, but let's continue. Okay, so I see we have two listeners would like to call in. So let me start with, there's a listener, her name is Claire from California. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, thank you. How are you doing? I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Oh, it's no problem. I have a question. I wanted to get back to what you both were saying about beta to beta. Right now, I'm having some issues that I feel like I'm on the brink of bitterness. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips to help me deal with my husband who, he doesn't seem to open up emotionally when I need him to, and doesn't talk about things with me in a way that I'd prefer him to, because I'm such an emotional person.
Oh, well, I'm sure Shanti can definitely say something about it. Go ahead, Shanti.
Well, good question. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think that here's the problem. We've got to understand that every human being is different. And one of the things that I find really amazing is that women so often expect men to think in the way that they do. Well, men don't. Dr. Roger Sperry won a Nobel Peace Prize in Medicine and Physiology in 1981, and that was for his research in the difference in brain functions between male and female brains. So we now know that men and women are completely different. We think in different ways, and I think for men, the woman's mind is a complete mystery. And for us, we also find men confusing, but actually men are quite simple creatures. And very often they don't understand the complex way within which we communicate. My biggest tip to women would always be, men like to be told directly. They don't want to have to guess. They hate the hints and the clues and the subtle inferences that we make. You know, we try to hint towards things. This is a typical thing with women, where in fact we should just very directly tell them what we want. And then also, we women, when we need to get things out, we sit and we talk about it for hours. Men are not like that. They do talk, but they talk in a very direct and different way. So for us, our biggest lament as women is always we want them to open up. But men just find it sometimes to be, when we're constantly asking questions, they're seeing it as pressure and harassment, where we should just be sensitive to that human being and understand that sometimes, for example, men, and I'm generalizing here, but this has just been my experience with men, is that sometimes they just need to be left alone, have a bit of space in the cave, work it out. And to say to a man, I think, very important to say, I am here. I love you. I'm here. And if you need to talk, just know that I'm here for you. And when you do that, you're opening up the communication lines, but just get rid of the expectation of he has to talk, and if he's not talking, something's wrong. That's one thing that you can get from your female friends, but I think in his case, just love him.
Just love him. Thank you so much, Shanti. I really appreciate your help. And Naftali, I love the show. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you. You have a wonderful day. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, and let's see. Our next caller is David, also from California. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. How are you feeling?
I got a little cold, but other than that, I'm good.
And again, I apologize for. Thank you for waiting patiently. Like I said, we had, you know how it is with technology. There's no guarantees.
Yeah.
So, but here we are.
No problem.
Yes.
Hello, David.
Hi, Shanti. I had a question, and you sort of addressed it in the last with the last caller. I'm in a very open relationship, and not open in the sense of that we sleep around, but we communicate very well. But just there's sometimes, you know, I want to spend time with my guy friends. You know, I want to have a guy's night out, and whenever I sort of want to experience that, I always feel there's some friction going on between my partner and I, and it's hard for me to sort of say, look, I just don't worry. I'm not going to, you know, go crazy. I just want to spend time with my friends, and maybe even, you know, if we drink, I'll have to sleep at their place, but it's going to be fine. I just, you know, sometimes need that. And what do you think, how can I communicate that in a way that she accepts it, and there's no sort of weird energy going on between us.
Hmm.
Thank you so much for that question. I think it's so important because I'm a great proponent in the belief that when a couple get married, it's partnership, not ownership. In other words, you're there in that relationship because you desire to be there, because you love one another, and you have to be one another's champions. You're the safe spot. So often people come home from a hard day and then they land up putting all their stresses on their partner's shoulders, which shouldn't be that way. They just need to be able to come back to that safe spot. And as far as that goes, that also means that they need space away from one another. I really do believe that one needs to retain your individuality so you don't go from independence to codependence, but rather interdependence, that you're still two individuals and that you bring your individual differences to relationships. So I absolutely think that you should spend some boy time. Men especially need to be able to spend time with their friends. But here is the issue with a woman. Sometimes there is a little bit of insecurity within a woman because you hear stories. Women talk, right? And we all talk between ourselves. And you hear a story about Molly, whose husband cheated on her with a secretary, and so-and-so who went out and she found out that he was at a strip club. And you hear all these horror stories, and it creates seeds of insecurity within a woman. What if you see a beautiful girl while you're out? What if you get up to mischief? So I think the important thing for you, David, is to make her feel loved and safe. If a woman feels completely safe in a relationship, if she feels that you love her, you adore her, she's the only one in your eyes, then she starts to feel a little bit safer to allow you the freedom that you need. But there's no easy answer to this. You can't just say, well, look, I'm going out. You know, you better get used to it, because that would create friction, right?
Yeah.
And so whereas if you say to her, I just need that little bit of space, and that allows me to miss you more, because when I get back, oh boy, do I just want to, and romance her. When you do that, just give her some extra special attention when you get home. And she might think, gee, this is quite nice. Every time he goes out, he comes back and he's even more attentive.
Yeah, and I am, because I do miss her, you know, during that night, and I'm looking forward to getting back with her, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe she's listening to the show and she'll realize how lucky she is that she has a man who does love her, and that it's perfectly okay for you to go out with the boys and to have a few drinks and to have some male time. It's very necessary. You need to be around some male energy, and maybe she could go out and have a girls' night. How would you feel about that, David?
Oh, I'm totally fine with that. I know she's not going to, you know, be promiscuous or anything like that. I completely trust her. So it's totally fine with me.
Yeah. Well, maybe the main thing is for you to perhaps look, because there's clearly and a little bit of uncertainty there, is just to create more trust. Now, I'm not sure what the history of your relationship is, but I think the most important thing is to understand this doesn't come from you. This comes from her, right? This is something within her. And when jealousy and all of these things arise, it generally is something within the person that they're expressing to you. So maybe she's saying to you, I don't trust you, but the truth is that there's something within her that makes her feel like he's so wonderful. Maybe I'm going to lose him and I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
So just make her feel secure, make her feel loved, and hopefully she'll understand how loved she is. And thank you so much. It's so wonderful to hear from a man who is prepared to open up and be as you did today. Thank you.
Yes, my compliments.
Thank you, Shanti.
Yes, David, I want to say my compliments to you, because like Shanti say, most men have difficulties expressing their emotions compared to women. Women is much easier. But here you are. So I give you credit for that.
Thank you so much, Natalie. And thank you, Shanti, again. And I love your show. Great stuff. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Shanti. So
that was a great question. It was so good to hear from a man.
Yes.
And you know, unfortunately, I'm on the other side of this as well. There are some women, and I would say men on the other side as well, who suffer from such problems with jealousy. It doesn't sound like his is a serious problem, but you do get relationships where jealousy becomes a huge problem. And I've experienced that myself. I don't know if you have, Naftali, but I know that jealousy comes from a place of insecurity. It comes from a place of uncertainty. But it is so damaging to a relationship. It really, really is. But it's damaging to the person who feels it, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And, but you know, this is really encouraging, Shanti, just what we experience now. I really like that. First of all, I see that I'm happy to hear that people feel that we are having an impact, and that I'm beginning to get my message across.
Well, the message comes across one message at a time, and it gets passed on. Mm-hmm. I think, Naftali, if we've got time, I don't know if we've got an advertising break, there's just one thing that I would really like to say, because I think this is core to what I have to tell the world.
Yes.
I'm not going to focus too much on negatives, but I did say to you yesterday that, you know, this is something that I don't find has any relevance to me today, but I, as you know, as a young woman, was a victim of rape. At a later stage in my life, I was married, we had a happy family, I had daughters, but when you then, in my mind, I had a little bit of a fear of something happening to my child, and I didn't ever want something to happen to my daughter. Well, the unimaginable happened, and at age 14, she was raped. Now, a lot of people don't want to face issues like this, but I'm going to put it out there because hopefully nobody out there experiences what I experienced or what my daughter experienced. But the great lesson in this story is that my daughter was able to forgive her rapist. And through that, I learned the greatest lesson of all. It sounds strange to say you can forgive your rapist or you can forgive somebody who murdered somebody that you love and all these very extreme scenarios. But I wanted to say this to you, and that is that forgiveness is essential for our freedom. Forgiveness means letting the prisoner out of the jail and finding that the prisoner is yourself. You are the one that is set free. And the same in relationships. If we can forgive and release such a heinous act, it doesn't mean that we say it's okay. The act is unforgivable. But we need to forgive in order to release ourselves. And so in relationships, I'd really like to encourage husbands and wives out there who are listening right now, you need to put the past behind you. You need to live in the present and remember why you fell in love with a human being that is sitting across from you. You need to put your selfishness aside. You need to stop thinking about what she's doing or not doing and start thinking about what you're doing, or vice versa, right?
Relationships
are about give and take. But mostly it's not a case of 50-50. It's a case of 100-100. You need to give yourself into that relationship, and you need to be giving all the time and forgiving.
Exactly. And by the way, we almost time for to go to a break here, Shanti. When we come back, I see we have another caller here. And definitely want to talk about this issue here, about this issue of what I call punishing each other.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back.
Do you ever just ask why? If others, especially children, ask you the same question, how do you answer? Is life a whole bunch of questions just waiting for the right answer? When you tune in to The Mickey Ellison Show, you'll find out how to find the answers and open up so many more questions as you do. At what point in our lives did we stop answering the why questions and just settle for whatever answer we've been programmed to settle for? Never stop asking why. Join Mickey Ellison every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Have you been struggling to rediscover your sexual life? How do relationships really work? Are there some topics that should be off the table? Listen for Love, Sex, and Communication with host Reverend Dr. Stuart Block. Dr. Block has spent decades helping adults to have more pleasure, satisfaction, and higher levels of communication. It can mean more pleasurable, caring relationships. Love, Sex, and Communication can be heard live every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Want to help make our world a better place, but not sure where to start? Tune into Better Worldians Radio with the creators of the social game on Facebook called A Better World. Join hosts Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel, who will inspire you to make a big difference in small ways. They'll speak to experts, authors, volunteers, and everyday people who are changing the world daily. Better Worldians Radio is heard live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Variety.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You are listening to It's Time to Go Back to Basics with Naftali Schwartz. To reach the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to this week's program.
Okay, and we're back, everyone, with my guest, Shanti Niven. And now, Shanti, I see we have another caller before we continue. So this is Jim from Iowa. Good morning, Jim. Are you with us? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, we'll see if we can get him back on. He is connected. Okay, Jim, are you with us?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, good morning. I apologize again for the delay. As I said, we're having some technical difficulties. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you today?
Oh, doing good. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, Shanti,
thank you.
I'd like to approach your conversation from a little different bent. When you're talking about bitterness and people having trouble moving on, I found that in relationships, the moving on part gets hard because it's not so much the person that you have trouble letting go of, it's the dream.
Yeah.
When you get into a relationship, you have this dream of where this relationship is going to go and how your life is going to be. And it's the dream that's the hard thing to let go of.
Jim, you are so right, and I relate to that. I've had the same thing in that you fall in love with somebody and your whole life is suddenly mapped out before you. You've got it all planned and you're going to be happily in love until the day you die, and you're going to die in one another's arms. You have the whole fairy story set up for you, the lifestyle, everything you dream about and visualize and have together, and you create this bond with this human being, and then something happens and your whole life is torn apart. Because I think, you see, the thing is, it's not natural for us to be going through serial relationships. I believe, and this is where I do get shot down in flames because I get different stories from different people, but I do think human beings have a capacity to love deeply and to love for their lifetimes. There are people who get addicted to the initial chase and have serial relationships because they're looking for that constant oxytocin high and all of that. But for the most part, we're meant to stay together, and so we should never have to face that situation where our whole lives, the fabric of our lives, is torn in two, and then we find ourselves floundering and wondering how do we carry on. It's very difficult. Because also as human beings, as you know, we get into patterns, we get into states of life, and just moving home is a traumatic thing. So losing a partner is just awful, and it takes a long time to recover and heal. The biggest danger, however, is when you meet new people, is not to take the damage from that relationship and the hurt and the pain that you may have suffered into the new relationship. And also, Jim, just want to say this to you. I went on a date a while back where I met a man, really nice man, but all he talked about on the entire date was about his ex-wife, how she had cheated on him, and that's all he spoke about. And I just know, I ended up being a counselor at the date, but I know that that's not going to bode well for him. He's not going to find somebody who's going to be so keen to jump into a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you get help and you speak about those pains and hurts, but not with a future mate. You need to put the past behind. You need to bring a clean slate into a new relationship. Otherwise, it has very little hope of succeeding.
There you go. Yes. Are you with us, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. He's clearly giving it some thought.
Okay.
Did you find that, how long did it take? Clearly, you've been through this experience. How long did it take you to, would you say you are recovered, or?
Well, recovered from the relationship, but the kind of the hole that's left behind when I talk about the dream, it's separate from the person themselves. And
yes, I hear what you're saying.
And when you kind of build this person in your mind or build this relationship in your mind, and you put all of these hopes and dreams on that, that's an awful hard thing to let go of, because that's something that's within you. It's not this other person. People come and go, you know. And without sounding callous, people, you know, we replace people all the time in our lives. We have a best friend, and then 5 years later, we have a new best friend, and they fill that same void.
Mm.
But
well,
I
don't know. It sounds like you're not your regular kind of guy. You're the sort of person.
That's a part of you yourself. And I found that that's a very difficult thing to kind of get past or stop feeling that hole where that dream used to be.
You know what's encouraging to me, Jim?
Go ahead, Shanti.
I'm sorry. I just want to say what's encouraging to me is it sounds to me like you're a whole different level of sensitivity because there are people who've got desensitized to the point where replacing a person is nothing. That's just a blip on the radar and they move on, right? I've seen and met people like that. There are people who are very free in that way. They lose one, they move on to the next, and so they go on. And it seems completely perplexing to me because I find it very difficult myself because I attach very deeply and I love very deeply and it sounds to me like you're that same kind of person. So when you love at that really deep level, and as you say, it's not just letting go of the love, it's letting go because you put everything on that. And so your whole life has been modeled around that relationship, and to move on becomes difficult. But I think the only thing that you can do in that situation is to start to use your imagination, and this is a whole other subject for another day, but to use your imagination to create a new vision of a new kind of future. And one has to sort of let go, unfortunately. One has to let go of those visuals and those powerful connections that you have inside you for what you wanted and start to look at something that you desire in the future and leave a space open for that happening. Because when you do that, it can happen.
Okay, so Jim, does hopefully that answer your question a little bit? Obviously, we would love to talk to you more. Just time does move on rapidly. Does it help? Yeah, does it help your question a little bit? Does it help you give you, did the answer help
very
a little
much.
Bit? Okay, I'm happy to hear that. So, well, thank you for listening to our show. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a good day. So, Shanti, so...
that's a great question. And you know what I'm finding so much? It's so encouraging because, you know, I hear from so many women saying, what's wrong with men today? I just hear this from women. But the funny thing is I have so many male friends as well, and they're saying, what's wrong with women today?
Yes,
and so it's
yes.
so interesting to hear the two sides. But then we've spoken to two men right here.
Yes.
And can't you tell, Naftali, that they're actually as equally as concerned, and they all want deep connections. I've got a lot of young men who come through my training, really handsome, good-looking, wonderful men who'd make great partners. And they're saying the same things. They're saying, you know, why can't we find a woman who's willing to commit and that they feel that they're being used? And I'm hearing it on the other side as well. And I'm saying, I'm thinking to myself, you guys need to meet one another. It's yet, but if you're not ready to meet somebody and you're not willing and open, if you're going out there with a negative perspective to think that all men are cheaters or all women are this way, then you don't open yourself to the possibility of having a relationship with a wonderful man. And it sounds like the two gentlemen who phoned today are just those kind of men. And that's so encouraging, isn't it?
Yes. You know, Shanti, in fact, I will, it'll be very nice if you could be able to come back to have to do another episode with us, because would you believe it? Our time was almost up. And
wow.
And I feel we're just touching the tip of the iceberg here. I really have so much to discuss with you. But there's so much you can do in 46 minutes.
Exactly.
In our case, it's even less because of the technical difficulties. So, you know what? Let's just say, how can we, in closing, what would you like to say for now? And hopefully we can have you back.
Well, I think critical. I've thought about this. Well, I train children, and, you know, children give me so much wisdom. But I think the most important thing that we can remember is, in relationships and indeed in the world, that we could be avoiding so much, and that is that we are all different, we're unique, we should be celebrating our differences, and I don't need you to be like me, but I can express myself freely, and I think we need to be safe with one another to express our individuality and our uniqueness without the need to change other people. The biggest danger in relationships and indeed in the world is this desire to change other people to be more like ourselves, instead of sitting back or looking at people with those fresh eyes of saying, wow, you're different and you're wonderful. And I think if people can just have that openness of mind to communicate yourself, to express yourself, and to deeply hear others and not have that desire to change them,
the
world will be a better place.
Amen to that. So, Shanti, I really thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Again, you've been listening to Shanti Niven, our guest today. And thank you very much for being on our show. And we would love
to
have you.
Thank you for
having me. Thank you. It's our pleasure and my pleasure. And we would like to have you back, Shanti, if you would consider, so we can
I would love that. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And everyone, I want to wish you a good day, a good week. And as always, I keep reminding everybody, think about what we say and start implementing it. And on that note, thank you for being on our show. And we'll see you next time on It's Time to Go Back to Basics.
Thank you so much for listening to our program. Please join host Naftali Schwartz for another edition of It's Time to Go Back to Basics. We'll be here Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Have a very good week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff and management.